喺个讲到嘅环节里边嘅第二个啊，系启示录嘅第一到第三章。
And if you were here last week, we saw the risen Jesus speaking through the Apostle John to these churches in Asia Minor.
咁我上次我哋睇到复活嘅主透过约翰去对呢啲教会说话。
And what we have before you in Revelation 3 is the letter to one of those churches, Sardis.
咁第三章我哋所读嘅经文就系俾撒迪教会嘅一封信。
Now, just by way of summary, Jesus told four of the seven that he had something against them.
咁喺呢个七个教会里边，其中有四个神咧系对佢哋有呢个嘅微言。
And that was this: everything they did was not of a worthwhile nature.
咁佢讲到就话佢所做嘅嘢都唔系咁好。
In other words, Jesus was telling them there was no real value in some of the things they did.
咁佢话佢所做嘅嘢冇呢个真正嘅价值喺里边。
They did some good.
佢做咗啲好嘢。
And certainly he commends them for that.
咁佢都去赞扬佢哋所做嘅好嘅事。
But they did other things that were useless.Worthless.
咁但系亦都做咗其他嘅嘢系冇价值，亦都系冇意义嘅。
In other words, the risen Christ comes to the church and says, "This is what you do well, and that's good. But I have something very serious to say."
咁就复活嘅主嚟到呢教会嘅面前，佢赞扬佢所做嘅事，但係佢都有好多嘅事係唔值得推許。
And Jesus points out this over here is what you don't do well.
佢話呢一堆就係你所做嘅唔好嘅事啦。
In other words, four of the seven churches get mixed reviews from God.
咁即係講得咩啲好似咧神咧去喺度每一個教會喺度評核嘅時候呢四間都係做得唔好啦。
Jesus the Christ, the Lord, God.The second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, he comes to them and he says, "This you do well, but I have something very serious against you because these other things you don't do well."
神嘅儿子呢个三位一体嘅神嘅第二位佢嚟到讲到呢一啲事，你系做得唔好。
And I don't know if you noticed that his words are very stark. He says, "Wake up." He says, "This."Your very existence is going to be threatened.
咁佢好直接同佢讲话，你今日嘅存在好快就会消失啦。
Rachel, if you don't mind, if you can hit verse 3 for me, thanks so much. Again, this is the word of God. Remember then what you received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you will not wake up.I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you.
咁喺第三节佢话，所以要回想你是怎样领受、怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也决不能知道。
Just in case you missed it before, we're going to look at verses 1 and 2, because there it says.It shows you what Christ disapproved of at the church at Sardis. What he disapproved of. Rachel, if you don't mind, 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2. He states very clearly, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
咁我哋讲翻到去第一、第二节嘅时候，就对呢个教会嘅一个嘅好清澈嘅一个评论。佢话：我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。
And verse 2, he says, "Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God."
咁喺第二节佢话到：你要警醒。坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Now please note, Jesus did not write off these churches.
神唔系话将呢啲教会去涂抹咗佢。
Did you notice he said that the day may come? He says may come. that I'd write you off.
佢即係話有一日，當日子嚟到嘅時候，我可能會將你塗抹佢。
And he goes on, he says, if you don't repent, some serious things are going to happen. He'll make war with them with the sword of his mouth.
咁佢就話有一日當你嘅時候嚇，咁我就會去懲罰你啦。
Or he will come against them like a thief, bring them into sickness, and if necessary, take away their candlestick.
咁佢话即系好似贼一样吓，将你嘅灯台吓去攞走。
Can you see that? You see that in the earlier verses in Revelation 2. But do you see the point here? He's saying something serious. He's saying you do good here.But you're not complete. You don't do things that are worthless over here.
咁佢又讲到就系话啊，你一啲事你做得好好啊，但另一方面呢一堆嘅嘢你又做得唔好。
But he says there's still hope that you can be made great. That's what he's saying.
但佢话你依然有呢个嘅机会吓去纠正过嚟。
And of course.This is not the only place in the Bible that God says that. Rachel, if you don't mind, if you could hit slide 1, Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7, for example. God appearing before Moses. He says there, the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands,forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation.
在出埃及记第34章里面这样说，他说耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽，但过犯和罪恶万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子直到三四代。
As you'll see in slide 2, if you don't mind, if you shine it up there, the promise of God, if one repents, is greatness.
佢讲到就话，如果一个人佢愿意悔改嘅时候，咁咧就系、是、神嘅应许就话，一个人愿意悔改嘅时候就系好嘅。
And I hope to show you in this message two things from the Word of God. How will that greatness happen?
我讲到话呢样嘢点样会发生咧
？And what is this greatness that the Lord God says is available for all who repent?And believe.
亦都讲到话，边个愿意去悔改嘅时候都能够去得到。
You see, Jesus, remember the context here, very important. Jesus was addressing a group of people who needed to rise to the occasion.
神要去讲到对一班需要喺当时要振奋、要兴起嘅人，同佢哋去讲说话。
They needed a message of great hope because what was going to happen to them? They were going to be persecuted.
因为呢堆人佢好快会被受到呢个嘅逼迫。
And at the time that this letter was written to them, the Christians had no idea how bad the persecution was going to be.
因为当时嘅基督徒唔知道呢个逼迫嚟到嘅时候会系点嘅样。
It was going to be terrible. It was going to be fiery.
会系好严重、好紧要。
And so the question is, how then? How could the people of God possibly face this?
咁就讲到就话，当时嘅基督徒可以点样样去面对咧
？And the answer is Jesus gives them something in this book, the book of the Revelation, that actually enables them to face those things.
而喺呢个启示录里边，话到俾佢哋听佢点样样可以面对。
Or to put it another way,
另一方面,
he gives them something to make them great.
他也给了一样东西去令到他们可以将来是变成伟大。
And so what does he give them?
那他究竟给了什么他们呢?
Slide 3, please.
我们看第三个的 slide.
Again, the purpose of the book is to show you a glorious...An exalted picture of the risen Christ, of Jesus Christ.
启示录嘅目的就话要想俾你睇到咗喺呢本书里边神耶稣基督嗰个嘅图画系几咁充满呢个荣耀。
Do you know who Jesus is? He's the God-man. You can't manage him. You can't manage. You can't put him in a corner of your life, in the suburbs of your life. You can't.
耶稣基督是满有能力，你可以将耶稣基督去拱埋一边，或者塞住佢，塞喺一个嘅口袋里边。
Many of you here were here last week. We looked at Revelation 1. What did it say when it described this risen Christ?
咁喺启示录嘅第一章里边，点样样去形容耶稣基督咧
？Well, some of the things I put to just refresh your memory. His hair is white. Why? He's all wise.Wisdom.
他说他的头发完全是白的，为什么是白的呢？因为他是充满这个智慧。
Revelation 1 goes on and says his eyes are fiery.
他的眼目如这个火焰。
Why?
为什么呢？
To show you there is nothing he cannot see. He sees everything. He sees through you.
因为他可以看透人的心。
Out of his mouth comes what?A two-edged sword, which is to show that his words penetrate nothing. Nothing can stop his words.
他说在他的口里面出的是两人的利剑，没一样东西可以抵挡他。
And finally, it mentions his voice. His voice is greater than the sound of waters. To show what? You know, have you heard a waterfall, a powerful waterfall? You know how powerful it is? It displays power.
而佢嘅声音嘅洪亮啊，比呢个瀑布更加紧要。
And my friends, that's the things you're going to need. You're going to need that to face life. You're going to need that to face persecution.
我哋今日就需要呢一样嘢去面对我哋嘅逼迫。
And that's what you need to rise to the occasion.
所以就喺呢个情况里边，我要去站立起嚟。
Because the book of the Revelation is here to make a person who needs to be great to become great.
去嗰啲需要去成为伟大嘅，系真系成为伟大。
And the only way, you need to hear this, the only way, according to God's word, that that's going to happen is if you see the glorified and powerful Christ.
而唯一嘅方法就我可以见到咗呢个满有荣耀嘅耶稣基督。
He is Almighty. He is in charge of history.
他是完全，他亦都是主宰这个历史。
And you can't tame him. He's not like, you know, like a little pet that you can tame.
他不可以好像你的宠物那样，被你去玩弄。
He's the King of Kings. He's in charge. He's in control of everything.
他是万王之王，他亦都主宰一切。
And that's the picture we get in the book of the Revelation.
就是今
天 of Jesus.
就是这个的创世纪，我看到了耶稣基督的目的，就是将他这样样描绘出来。
And that, my friends, will enable you to be an overcomer. No matter what, an overcomer!
那唯有是这样做的时候，可以令我们可以去胜过这一切。
Thank you. Slide 4. The way you get to see Christ.You've heard it before. You need to repent. That's how you see Christ. You need to repent.
我点样又可以见到耶稣基督呢？就是去悔改。
Again, the whole book of Revelation is here to show you an exalted Jesus, right? The risen Jesus. Yet in every one of these letters to these churches, we're about to suffer. What does Jesus say? Repent.
咁喺每一封嘅书信里边，佢都讲到一样嘢，佢叫啲人去悔改。
And why does he say that? Why does he emphasize that?
点解佢要咁做咁讲咧
？It's because the only way you're actually going to become a great person and to see Jesus as great and glorious is to humble yourself and to turn, repent from your sinful ways.
就话你喺神嘅面前去自卑啊，为到你嘅过犯去认罪。
Let me bring that home to you.You know, if you're fearful,
如果你一个好怕,
we all are to some extent, right?
If
we're worrisome, or maybe you lack self-control, you know what the problem is? Your Jesus is too small. It's too small. It's not the biblical Jesus.
当你好容易去担心，好多嘢去害怕，冇呢个自我控制嘅时候，好多时候就系话你所信嘅耶稣基督其实只系太细啦。
You know, if you want to get into greatness, that comes from seeing Jesus who He is, who He's revealed Himself.
咁啊，需要做嘅嘢就话要去睇到咗呢个耶稣基督系点样样嘅。
And you see, that's how does that happen?You have to repent then. Repent that your Jesus is too small.
你要去认罪，去承认你自己睇耶稣基督系太细啦。
The exalted Jesus is bigger than your limited or distorted view of him.
直到这个真正的耶稣基督比你想象之中是更加的伟大。
And Jesus pounds that point home to us. Repentance is the only way to greatness, to rise to the occasion.
他唯有当你悔改的时候才可以令你去站立起来。
You see, or to put it another way, as the Bible puts it, he must increase. But in order for that to happen, you must decrease. You must be humbled. You must humbly come with a contrite heart.
圣经话到佢话他必升高，咁我哋唯有一个方法就话我哋要去自卑，我哋要去开心去接受佢。
That's very foreign to us. If you didn't notice, right? That's very foreign to us, right? The world says the opposite. You can be you can be what you dream to be.
但呢世界话俾我听另一样嘢就话，你想梦想将来只系点样样嘅时候，你可以变成咁样样。
Jesus redefines greatness for us.
佢将呢个叫做伟大呢样嘢，佢重新下一个新嘅定义。
Again, don't misunderstand him. He doesn't forbid the desire or the ambition to be great.
佢唔系话我哋唔想梦想成为伟大。
But what the risen Christ does, he purifies things. He purifies your ambition.
但佢将我哋嘅野心去洗净咗。
Slide 5, please. There's another passage here that brings this out. Mark 10, verses 43-44. Again, this was when the squabble with the disciples saying, who's great? Jesus says, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be slave of all.
咁喺呢个嘅马可福音嘅第十章嘅43-44节，佢咁样讲，佢话。你们知道爱神，你们还在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必作你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，就必作众人的仆人。
Jesus says, we must decrease, we must be humbled, so that Christ would be exalted in our life.
我哋要去自卑，我哋要去卑微，要去虚心，好使神去升高。
Are you a worrier?
你是不是一个担心的人呢?
Are you an anxious type of person?
你是不是一个成日惶恐不可终日的人呢?
Then why?
那为什么?
Why is that so? Why are you worried?
为什么你要担心这么多呢?
Because worry at the root presumes that you know better than God.
其实去到尾个根就是说你觉得你其实比神更加清楚一切，更加知道一切。
That is the essence of pride.
这个其实就是你自己的骄傲。
You think you know how your life ought to go or how it ought to be lived. You are saying you're smarter than God.
你是说，你其实是说，我自己知道我的生命应该是走一条怎样样我觉得啱的道路。
And the only way out of worry is to humble yourself to repent. That's what Jesus says.
佢话如果呢样嘢咁做嘅时候，你就要去学喺神嘅面前去认罪去改。
Because obviously you need humility to admit that you don't know everything, that you're not wise, that God is wise. You need humility to admit that.
你要去承认一样嘢就话唔系每一样嘢你都系知道嘅。
And that's why worry is always a form of arrogance.Arrogance against Almighty God.
所以很多时候其实担心表现出来的时候就是反而是以骄傲的方法表现一切，因为你觉得你比神知道得更加清楚。
Won't you agree with me? If you say, God, I know how life ought to go. I know better than you. I ought to be healthy. Do you really think about that, what you're saying? You think you know better than God. That's pride.
你想想就说你在神的面前说我觉得应该是这样，我觉得我的身体要健康的。
Do you want peace? Do you want absolute confidence, rest, security? It always comes to people who repent and believe, who repent of their sinful ways.
唯有那些在神的面前对他们的罪去承认去认罪的人才可以有这一切。
Again, that means you decrease, you're humbled, and Christ is increased in your life.
当你去自己去降低降卑的时候，神在你的生命就会升高。
And that, according to God and His Word, is saying that's the only way you see Jesus powerful and glorious. That's the only way that you see that is to repent.
当你去认罪、去悔改、去降卑嘅时候， 就会令你可以见到神嘅伟大。
Do you see what Jesus is trying to get at here? He's trying to get all these churches, these seven churches he's writing to, he loves them so much. He wants them to be great. He wants you to be great. He wants Covenant of Grace to be great.
神去爱这个每一个教会，神爱恩若堂，神亦都去爱我哋每一个人， 都想我们每一个人成为伟大。
And he's saying, in order to be great, you got to be ready. You got to be ready to meet the challenge.
你要去准备好去面对这个挑战。
Right, you have to face the foe. And what does Jesus do to equip us to face the foe, the enemy?
所以我怎样神去装备我们去面对我们的敌人呢？
He says it over and over again in these letters. Wake up, he says.
他说你要醒起。
He says, wake up. Again, I'm just quoting what the text says. Wake up. What you have received and heard, obey it. Repent.
他说你要去警醒，去想起当日怎么去领受、听见、遵守、悔改。
But let me ask that. Let me ask this to you. Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense? Because if it doesn't, if you haven't grasped that, you will never be an overcomer. You will never rise to the occasion to face the foe. You will never, never.
如果你唔去明白呢一切嘅时候，你就唔可以去胜过呢一啲嘅呢一切啦。
Rich, if you don't mind, slide 6. The scripture teaches that true humility is the work of the Holy Spirit.
佢话真正嘅呢个嘅谦卑嘅心系神呢个圣灵嘅工作。
I sat through a wonderful Sunday school class this morning. David Lowe did a great job bringing out a point that it's all of God, right? Christ, we stand in Christ alone, right? It's all of God.
我今朝刘长老做了一个好好的主日学，去提醒我们很多的东西，什么叫做在唯独在耶稣基督的里面。
And Paul writes in Galatians 5, 19-21, he describes the things that are produced by our sinful nature. This comes out of us because of who we are. Immorality, impurity, idolatry, strife, envy, other evils. And most of these evils are direct, what? Revealings of our pride.
咁喺呢个嘅加拉太书嘅第5章19到21节，讲到人好多嘅问题，讲到呢个情欲，讲到呢个奸淫、污秽、偶像、争竞。其实呢啲每一样嘢都系同人自己本身嘅骄傲系有关系。
And according to the Word of God, we can do nothing good on our own. Even our righteous deeds are but filthy rags. And Paul writes that to Christians.
咁而呢个圣经话俾我听，我哋靠我自己唔能够做到一样嘅好事。
Rachel, slide 7. The fruit of the Spirit of God, however, in contrast, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
咁而呢个圣灵所结嘅果子就系仁爱、喜乐、 和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Okay, think for a moment of those characteristics. All those God characteristics are what? Revealings of what? Humility.
而你睇到就话呢个果子上边，我9样嘅特质去共有嘅就话，都系一个人系要虚心。
You know that, right? Proud people lack love for others.
点解人对其他人系缺乏咗爱呢？
Proud people lack joy in all situations.
骄傲嘅人唔单止冇爱，亦都喺佢嘅内心里边冇呢个喜乐。
Proud people lack peace in their relationships.
佢哋喺同人同人之间嘅关系里边冇呢个嘅和平，亦都冇呢个平安。
Proud people lack patience for difficult situations to go through.
一个骄傲嘅人喺一个困难嘅环境里边，亦都冇咗呢个嘅忍耐去面对呢一切。
Right, on the other side of the ledger, only humble, repentant people consistently exhibit those fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, right? Down the line, right? What, those are a contrast to the prideful ways.
而另一方面，那些去谦卑、虚心的人，就会有这一切去面对这些困难的情况。
And that's so because These character traits are produced by the Holy Spirit of God.
而呢一切走出嚟嘅，都系因为系圣灵所结出嚟嘅果子。
And if you are a believer today, the Holy Spirit lives in you.
如果今日圣灵住喺你里边嘅时候。
These things are available. They're in you. The Holy Spirit is in you.
当这个圣灵是在你入面的时候，
you got to plead with the Lord. Plead with Him in prayer. Help me to believe. Help me, Lord. Help me to be humble.
你就会去求神，去求神帮助你去信，也都求神去帮助你能够结出这样的果子。
Help me to turn away, to repent from my pride.
是在这个的，在原本你行的路上面去回转，从你的骄傲里面去扭转过来。
And you'll see these fruits of the Spirit in your life then. God doesn't lie.
而就会结出这个圣灵所结的果子。
I mean, don't you want self-control? Don't you want gentleness? Don't you want the goodness, kindness, peace, joy, love? Don't you want those things?
不是每一个人都想有这个的仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、节制、温柔吗？
And now this gets us to the question that we need to ask. Are you aware then? Because we're looking, trying to answer the question of how and what.Are you aware then of how God relates to you?
你有没有去留意到神怎样样跟你去建立这个关系呢？
There are at least two dimensions to the way God relates to you.
有神跟我们去建立关系可以有两个不同的层面。
Again, this is nothing new, but again, we forget these things and sometimes we take them for granted. One dimension surrounds the covenant agreement.Between God and His people.
第一个就话系神同人所订立嘅约。
What's a covenant? It's a binding agreement between a powerful kingly figure and His people.
就系话一个约就系一个好有权势一个王同佢嘅人所订立嘅约，一个同意。
And in slide 8, you see here, God swore, He takes an oath that He would be faithful to you.
神去答应去落呢个誓言会对你去尽忠。
He came right in the person of His Son, in Jesus right in His and He put Himself on the cross right to be slain for you.
神将佢儿子送嚟喺十字架上去钉死，都系为咗我哋嘅缘故。
That means everything about Him, His body, His soul, every part of Him was there on the cross.
是无论他的身体他的灵魂都是钉在这个十字架上面。
And He says, look at, see, I promised. I relate to you in this way.
我答应过你，我会这样跟你建立关系。
And even when we are rebellious and reject His love and don't obey Him, He's committed to us.
纵然我哋所做嘅，我哋反叛佢，佢都系依然系咁样样。
Why? Because His word is at stake. He made a covenant with you. His word is at stake. He says, "My character is at stake. I promised to love you."
因为我答应过，我承诺过，我会爱你。
Let me illustrate that. It's a very important point. Because suppose you say to somebody, "I love you completely," but I don't want to tell anybody else.That I love you. How would you feel if that happened to you?
咁你如果想象一下，一个人同你讲，佢话我爱你，但系另一方面，佢唔会同任何人讲嘅啫。你又会有咩反应咧？
I think you'd scratch your head, right, and start to wonder, what's up with this person? You know, what is it? You know, something's fishy.
你话你爱我吓，点解我哋又但系点解你对我爱又唔见得光嘅咧？
You wouldn't like that, right? You wouldn't like it.
你不会喜欢这样样。
You would question the genuineness of that person's love for you, right?
那你会怀疑究竟这个人对你的爱是有多真的呢？
You know, it's the person says, I love you completely. I don't want any, you know, I don't want anybody else to know that.
我很爱你，但是没有人可以知道我爱你的。
That's why you need the marriage license. Right? The marriage license shows the world. See? I got this thing right here. It's commitment, right?It's legal.
所以要结婚。
That's how God, that's a covenant. That's a legal document saying, I promise. Many of you are members of this church. You took an oath. You took an oath before God and witnesses. I promise to follow Jesus. You did that. That's an oath. And God, in the same way, promises to you. Promises. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
約可以是一個法律上的認可, 正如等於你當日去加入教會的時候, 你所宣的誓,也是在人面前去承認。
You see, you need more. You need something legal. You need something more than just somebody says, I love you, because the person might not tell anyone. Right? You have something, you know, you put action into it. There's a document, legally, you're binded to each other.
有一個法律上面,一個證明書, 將彼此都在這個約上面去綁在一起。
That's how God relates to us. But here's the problem. We don't fulfill the obligation. We don't follow Jesus. And so, you know what God has to do? Send a lawsuit. That's what the Old Testament prophets did. That's why they constantly are pounding Israel, God's people, because God is sending a lawsuit saying you didn't live up to the agreement.
咁就好可惜，我哋正如以色列人，好多時候我哋都冇去跟隨神，做翻我哋本分，咁所以好多時候神好似咧係對我哋去起訴，喺度訴訟一樣。
Let me ask, what's a lawsuit? You know what a lawsuit is, right? It's to inform you.
告訴你聽,
that you have not been in compliance with this contract you signed.
告訴你聽,你在你自己的方面,你沒有承擔你做的方面的本分。Right,
when that messenger knocks on your door, you know, with that piece of paper, he says, unless, or she says, unless you begin to comply with this, we're going to have to do something about it. Right? That's a lawsuit.
除非你合作,否則我們會有下一步法律上的行動。
That's what God sends you. Here. He sent the Sardis, the church. That's what the Old Testament prophets send God's people constantly. A lawsuit.
所以為何有這個書信在舊約聖經裏面有這個先知向人去發話。
Let me put it to you plainly. Jesus is saying, when you came to me, you made a deal. I'm reminding you of that deal. You need to repent.
我在這裡去提你,你需要悔改。
Thanks so much. Slide 9. The mark of a real Christian is someone who always, always goes back to that covenant agreement and says, yes, you're right, God. I need to repent. I fall short from that agreement. I don't hold up my end.
所以他就說他要提醒他要做回他要做的事。
That takes humility.
這個需要虛心才做到。
You have to be humbled to do that.
你需要虛心才可以這樣做到。
You know, no, I don't know about you, I'm a prideful person. I don't like to admit I'm wrong.
我是一個驕傲的人，我不喜歡承認自己做錯了。
It takes humility to say, you're right, God, I've fallen short. I need you.
但你是对的,我做错了,我需要去改变。
That's why we say around here all the time, you got to preach the gospel to yourself every day.
所以我经常都说,你要每一天向自己去传福音。
You got to revisit. Go back to the foundational truths of the gospel because it tells you about the relationship that you need with God.
所以他每天要回去讲这个福音的根本,我要从神去建立一个关系。
It's what many have called constant spiritual renewal, a renewal that we need periodically of the covenant agreement with God.
是我需要一次又一次在神面前去更新。
That's why we take membership seriously. That's why every church should take membership seriously.
所以為何我們的教會,亦都是每一個教會,要對會友這個身份看得這麼重要。
Because it's agreement with God.
是在神面前的一個同意。
You're constantly renewing yourself, you're cleansing yourself through repentance and faith.
當你透過這個悔改,不斷去清潔自己的時候,
That's what Jesus Christ sends to you. Sends to me, sends to the seven churches.
所以他会对这个的, 七个教会, 对你, 对我。
And that, my friends, is the only way to be great.
去提醒我们, 唯有是这样, 而可以成为伟大。
It's the only way to become a person who can face anything. You can face anything with him.
而可以成为一个人, 啊, 无论面对任何一样东西, 啊, 都可以去应付到。
So you need to know that truth. Repentance is the way to greatness.
所以悔改就是唯一可以去迈入, 啊, 这个的, 啊, 伟大的里面。
Of course, the other dimension, besides the legal one, the covenant, is the personal one, right?
除了这个在法律上面, 也都是这个在个人的关系上面。
Again, they're intertwined. They go hand in hand. You know, God's wanted to commune with Adam. He made him, and he said, I want to walk with you daily.
神跟亚当讲, 他说我每一天都想与你同行。
But you know what happened, if you're familiar with Genesis 1 to 3. Adam and Eve said, we need something more than that.
如果我们熟悉这个创世纪第一、第三章, 亚当和夏娃说我除了要这些之外, 我还要多些其他东西。
In fact, we'll push you, God, out of the way. Push you out of the center of things. We want to be in the center.
他想将神去推走, 要站在这个台的中间。
You see, there's commitment, the legal side of a relationship.
有这个在法律上面的委身。
And there's the personal, intimate side of a relationship.
也都有这个个人之间, 这个亲密的关系。
That's why marriage is not just helping each other. It's certainly true that you are helped when you partner together, right?
所以其实婚姻不单止说, 哪一个做哪一个的, helper, 做这个的, 大家帮大家这么简单。
But marriage is a commitment. I'm committed to you, to help you grow in the faith, right? To be united to you, to know you more and more, to serve you.
也都是一个承诺彼此一起的成长。
And marriage is a spiritual analogy that God Himself uses between the relationship between Him, He the husband, and the church, God's people, are the bride.
婚姻是可以去代表了好像是神和教会之间这个紧密的关系。
And God initiates that relationship.
神是这个丈夫, 神会开始, 啊, 提出这个关系。
And the great example of the covenant relationship is Abraham and God.
另一个好的例子就是神和亚伯拉罕。
God appears to Abraham, right?
神在亚伯拉罕的面前出现。
And a covenant is initiated by God to Abraham. Do you remember?
也都是神先向亚伯拉罕立约。
That's in all Genesis 12 to 17. You know, God doesn't just say, let's hang out, you know? Let's hang out, let's get to know each other, let's just live together. He doesn't say that.
神不是跟亚伯拉罕说，我们大家一起吧。 不是这样, 那么简单。
But you know what God says in Genesis 17?
在创世纪的17章里面, 神说什么呢?
I want you, Abraham, to be circumcised. That's what he says. I want you, Abraham, to be circumcised.
他说我要你去行割礼。
Now what does that mean?
什么叫行割礼呢?
God says, I want you, Abraham, to legally bind yourself to me. Legally.
我要你在法律上面去与我一起。
Right? Make a contract. I want you to publicly get up in front of the whole world.
我要你在当众里面, 在这个, 啊, 去举世里面去宣告,
and promise
去承认, 答应,
to obey me.
去听从我。
You're promising to live for me, to do my will.
去追随我的旨意而行。
And then God walks with Abraham through the journey. Into the promised land, into Canaan.
而神就与亚伯拉罕去同行，进入这个应许的地方。
And God is with Abraham through the struggles. Oh, what an incredible story! All the struggles of faith that Abraham goes through, just like us, we're struggling, right?
而当亚伯拉罕啊，神与他同行嘅时候，亚伯拉罕要经过喺信心上面好多嘅挣扎。
It's very important to understand. Abraham did not have a relationship with God because he did all things right. He did not have a relationship because he did all the things right.
神和亚伯拉罕同神有一个好的关系, 不是因为亚伯拉罕每一样东西都是做对了。
But Abraham what? Put his trust in God and God alone.
而唯一最唔同嘅就係亞伯拉罕將佢一切係擺喺耶穌基督嘅裏邊。
Slide 10, please. Paul describes this in Romans 4:3. He quotes from Genesis 15:6. For the scriptures tell us Abraham believed God, right? That's trust, believe, and counted him, God counted him as righteous because of his faith, it says.
在这个阿伯拉在这个创世纪的第十五章第六节里这样说，阿伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And if you're familiar with the story in Genesis 12-17, then God what? Promises Abraham to make him great, the father of the nations. You're the first of the chosen people of God.
咁喺呢个嘅创世纪十二章到十七章里边，于是点样样咧？神就答应吓，佢会吓为呢个嘅伟大。
You know why we're hesitant to know to get closer to God? Want to know why?
点解好多时候我哋唔想同神嚟咁亲密咧？
It's the same thing in your relationship with other people.
就好似我哋同其他人嘅关系一样。
You don't want to be vulnerable, right? In order to know someone, you have to be vulnerable.
因为好多时候我哋唔想喺人哋面前去显为呢个软弱。
You know that as a human being. You know that's why in marriage it's tough. Because you get hurt. You get hurt in marriage.
为什么婚姻这么难的原因就是说在婚姻里面很多时候人是会受伤。
Your heart can be broken.
你的心会被人打碎。
That's why we kind of keep our distance, right?
所以最好的方法就是当你跟人去保持距离的时候就不会容易去受伤。
Another problem we have, we don't want accountability. We don't want the legal contract.We want to be free. We say we want to enjoy life. You know, we don't want to be chained to God.
另一方面又话我哋唔想去负呢个责任，我哋唔想有一样嘢去绑住我哋。
You know, we don't want that legal document, that binding covenant agreement between God and us.
我哋唔想有呢个法律上边嘅责任将我哋同神去绑埋一齐。
Here's the problem with that attitude. God will not have it any other way.
但神话我只系咁样嘅啫。
God will only relate to you covenantally. That's the way it is.
佢话神话我只系透过呢个立约嘅方法同你去建立呢个关系。
Because he doesn't say to Abraham, "Let's just hang out." He says, "You go, get circumcised. You do that, Abraham. That's an agreement."It's with you all the time. You know that because there's a mark on you.
神冇同亚伯拉罕讲话啊，我哋开心心一齐就系咁啦。神话叫亚伯拉罕你要去啊行呢个割礼去与我去同行。
Jesus says, "I know your deeds, church. Your deeds are dead. Wake up, repent." He says.
神同呢个撒地教会话：我知道你嘅行为，安明你是活的，其实是死的。
Let me briefly explain what that means. The church at Sardis appeared on the outside to be people honoring God.
撒地呢个教会里边有一啲人啊喺外表啊去敬畏神。
So what's it with it? Why Jesus say these things? You know, what's with this?
咁有咩问题咧
？What's wrong?
有咩問題喺度咧
？There was no inner reality. They didn't really want to know God.
喺佢嘅內心，喺佢內心裏邊，佢唔想認識神。
Do things. They don't want to draw near God. They don't desire Him. They don't want to worship Him. They just want to do things for whatever reason.
无论咩原因都好，喺撒地教里边有一啲人，佢只系想去喺神喺佢教会做一啲嘅事，但喺个内心里边，佢哋唔渴慕神。
They don't want to do the hard work of knowing doctrine, of knowing God, of meeting with Him constantly, grinding it out.
佢哋唔想去与神去亲近，亦都唔想更加认识神或者佢嘅义理。
And Jesus looks at the church and says, I know you. I see you in the sight of God, and you're dead.
佢话我睇到你吓，你喺出边系活嘅，但系入边其实系死嘅。
Because your deeds might look great, but that's all on the outside.
你只有系出边呢个门面嘅功夫。
And on the inside, you've lost your inner reality.
你已经冇咗呢个喺属灵嘅真实性。
Or to put it in Jesus' words, you've fallen asleep. Wake up.
或者在神的话语里面来讲，就是说他们这个教会是在沉睡之中。
See, if you're doing good things for the Lord, that's good, right? But if you don't really care to know why you believe, to really know God, to draw near Him, and God has a problem with you.
如果你只是你不去介意，你不想真去认识他，认识神的时候。
Because Jesus is saying here, and elsewhere in the Bible, He cares what's going on inside you.
因为神很关心究竟在内心里面是怎样。
And you're gravely mistaken, says Jesus, if you're not concerned about this inner reality, this missing inner reality.
如果你在你的内心里面，你属灵里面是不去理会的时候，你就忘记了内里的实质。
And the reasons are obvious, right? Because how do you know what you believe is reality?
因为我们需要明白我们信什么东西，这个是很实在的。
Obviously, it's through the way God says, right? Through His Word and Spirit.
透过祂的圣灵，祂的圣经去明白。
God has chosen that way to reveal Himself through His Word, the Bible, and the Holy Spirit of God. That means you and I have no choice. We have to understand the Bible.
即是话我哋冇呢个选择，我哋要去明白圣经究竟讲紧啲咩嘢。
You can't just pick and choose what you want to do.
你唔可以拣乜嘢你信，乜嘢嘢你唔信。
You can't just believe anything you want to believe about God.
你唔想话啊，我中意信乜我就去信乜嘢嘢。
Because there'll be no inner reality then.
咁你喺嘅内里里边嘅时候，就冇咗呢个嘅真实性。
And how does God work then? It has to come through some type of understanding in your head of the things of the gospel, right? It has to be, it goes through your head into you, right?
但是这些东西怎能够进入你里面呢？你都要透过你在头脑上面的这个的认识。
And God says, I got a problem with you if you don't do that.
如果你不这样做的时候，那我就不对了。
Because the inner reality is necessary for the outer deeds.
你在外面做的事要发乎你的内心，如果你都不去理会你的内心，怎样去明白神的时候，那你怎样做到这么多事出来呢？
I don't know if this analogy helps, but Jesus says to Sardis, the church, you have a lot of good deeds, but you don't have inner reality. You're like a tire losing air. Eventually, when a tire is losing air,You stop. Flat tire, right? You can't go anymore.
或者这个的比喻就是撒迪的教会就好像一个车胎，一个流紧气的车胎，去到尾都是会停顿了下来。
And you know, Revelation is a hard book to kind of understand and to interpret, but I think Jesus is saying,You know, you're going to sleep spiritually. He's talking about spiritual sleep.
他说你在你的圣灵属灵上面，你好像在这里睡觉一样。
And that's why he's saying you need to renew your faith constantly.
所以你要在你的信里面不断地去更新。
Because eventually you're not going to really help people. You're not really, your deeds are worthless, he's basically saying.
你所做的事去最终没有这个意义。
Because you have to know.What you believe.
因为你需要明白究竟你做的什么一切后面有什么意义。
Because you're not really helping anyone. You're not really sacrificing, unless there's an inner reality.
他说除非你内里面有实质的时候，因为你做的一切，就算你的献祭都是没有意义。
Did you know that all churches fall asleep according to God's word?
如果根据神的话语的时候，所有的教会都是好像睡了觉的教会。
You know, every two, three years, churches need renewal. It's a given.
每几年教会又需要更新。
And that's why the prophets of God constantly file a lawsuit against the people of God.
咁所以好似咧喺呢个旧约里边佢不断要去对呢个教会喺嗰个有一个嘅诉讼。
Because what does it mean to fall asleep?
咩叫做沉睡咧
？It means you think that the insubstantial things in the life of the church, to you, you think they're more substantial.
因为一啲唔紧要嘅事对你嚟讲变成咗更加紧要。
And the things that are more substantial, you think they are insubstantial.
而嗰啲真正系紧要嘅事，你又睇为唔紧要。
And you see, this constantly happens in churches. You know, you want to focus on things that you want to do, not what God says to do.
好多时候我哋想做一啲我哋想做嘅嘢，唔系神想我哋要做嘅嘢。
And this happens corporately and individually.
无论系喺教会上面嘅整体或者个人都会发生。
Falling asleep spiritually means the insubstantial you think is the substantial, and the substantial.Is the insubstantial.
咁佢意思就话呢个沉睡意思就话，当一啲要将一啲紧要嘅事当为唔紧要，而对于嗰啲唔紧要嘅事当为紧要。
That's the reason why you need to come to worship.
咁所以点解你要嚟呢个崇拜
？Because what's the purpose of worship? Is it just to learn things?
崇拜系咪净系话嚟学嘢咧
？No, it's to what? It's to meet God.You're here to meet God.
佢嚟到呢度去遇见神。
You're here to know Jesus in a more real way.
去喺一个更加实在嘅地方去实在嘅方法去认识神。
Right, that's what I think means when Jesus says to wake up. Jesus' death becomes more real to you than your sins.
咁佢醒起嘅意思就话你要睇到神好真实嘅去遇到神，见到神。
Jesus' love becomes more real to you than your failures.
神对你嚟讲比你嘅失败做唔到嘅嘢系更加系真实。
Suppose you struggle with forgiving, you can't feel forgiven. Suppose that, or you don't have a boldness of a clean conscience.
或者你不能够去宽恕人或者你良知上面是有一些问题的时候。
What Jesus is saying is, you gotta wake up, you're asleep.
咁神话你要去醒起啦。
Again, that's renewal dynamics, that's spiritual renewal. Get reminding yourself of the gospel.
佢呢个就是呢个嘅属灵更新一个重要嘅地方。
And therefore, to wake up means you have to use every means at your disposal. You have to pray, you have to read the scriptures, you have to talk to Christians, fellowship with them, you have to attend worship, you have to seek God, you have to say to God, wake me up.
咁你去用晒你所有嘅方法，无论系去崇拜或者去祈祷或者去查经，每一样嘢都要做。
And then when he wakes you up, you realize he's wiser than me. I can trust him.
当你去醒起嘅时候，你就明白到你可以信神。
His death and love for me becomes more real than my failures in life.
咁佢对于嚟讲，比你嘅失败系更加嘅真实。
You can deal with the cancer or the heart attack or whatever comes your way.
你无论喺你人生你面对嘅系你心脏病发或者你有癌症，咩嘢都好，神对你嚟讲更加嘅真实。
Because now you're spiritually awake.Awake to his wisdom. Awake to his love.
在属灵上边你是醒起。
And you're no longer deceived, asleep, thinking he doesn't care about me.
你不再需要在属灵上边去沉睡。
Maybe you have trouble with self-control today.
或者今日你有自我控制的困难。
When you're really awake, when God wakes you, Jesus' standard is what really matters, not what others.You hang out with, say, or what the experts say. It's what Jesus matters. That's what matters. Is what he says, right?
最紧要就系话，究竟神讲嘅乜嘢嘢系比人哋所讲嘅嘢系更加重要。
And a lot of you are afraid to relate to Jesus covenantally.
好多人可能唔敢去同神去立约。
You're afraid of what people are going to think of you.
或者你好怕人哋去点样去睇你讲你。
You're afraid that you're going to miss out.On a lot of things, if you follow Jesus,
或者好似我跟随咗神好多嘅嘢我都冇咗。
And Jesus' reply to you is, wake up.
神就要求你去醒起。
What Jesus thinks has to be more real than what anyone else thinks.
神在对你的要求比其他人对的要求是更加的重要。
What it means to wake up is to let Jesus become more real to you.
去醒起的意思就是神对你比一切的东西更加重要。
My time is up, but let me end with this. Here's the irony of all of this.
最后我想说的是,
you know, unless you know that you're missing God, you'll miss God.
除非你真的很肯定你会没有了神的时候,
it's only the church and the Christian who are constantly saying, I'm missing God, I gotta find him, who will ever find him.
除非那些是很经常去警醒，很留意到自己会去跟神去失去了的时候，唯有这样的人才可以真的去找到神。
It's only the church that says we're losing our first love that keeps their first love.
唯有那些经常去很留心自己会不会没有了神，没有了他最初原本所爱的时候，这些人才会真正去找到神。
And it's only the Christian and the church that says we're not being what we ought to be that ever becomes what they ought to be.
除非那些教会很清楚留意自己这个教会有没有做到他的本分的时候，唯有这些教会就会真正做到神对他的要求。
So you got to ask yourself today.
所以你今天要去问自己一个问题。
Are you willing? Are you willing to repent?
你是不是今天愿意去认罪悔改呢?
Because that's the way to rise to the occasion, to become great in God's eyes.
唯有这样做的时候，你就在神的面前才可以兴起。
We thank you, Father, for these words that Apostle John, that you through Apostle John have penned for us to review.
主，我感谢你去透过使徒约翰这个书信，让我们去明白，我们要去悔改。
And Lord, you know, I think I can safely say that we're probably like Sardis. We have mixed reviews from you. We're not complete in you.
我们或者在你的面前，在你得到的评价都不是很好。
So Lord, I pray that you would sear in our hearts a desire to repent and believe.
求你去带领我们去跟随你。
That we can rise to the occasion as the Church of God.
我们可以在你的面前作为一个按神的名而立的教会，是站立起来。
And to face life's hardships that are ahead.
可以面对我们前面的困难。
We pray that that would be so for Jesus' sake.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.